from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Spanish police early Friday shot and killed four suspected terrorists in Chambrils, a resort town south of Barcelona, where a terrorist drove a van into pedestrians, killing 13 and injuring 100. Police in Spain's Catalonia region, of which Barcelona is the capital, have not said whether those killed in Chambrils were tied to the Barcelona attack, but they described the incident as a possible terrorist attack. Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, offered condolences while continuing his trip to Central America.
As President Trump said earlier today, the United States condemns this terror attack, and we will do whatever is necessary to help.
And VOA's Philip Alexio has more on this.
A senior police official in Spain's Catalonia region says the van attack in Barcelona is connected to an explosion the night before in a town south of the city in which one person died and injured several more.
Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the Barcelona attack. It's the latest European city where attackers used a vehicle as a weapon of terror against a popular tourist destination after other deadly attacks in France, Germany, Sweden, and Britain. A leading U.S. hospital says it will pull an annual fundraiser from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Cleveland Clinic had initially resisted pressure over the president's support for repealing the Affordable Care Act and cutting federal budget dollars to medical research. The clinic said Thursday it made the decision to pull the event after careful consideration of various issues. U.S. stocks fell sharply lower following the events in Spain on Thursday. The Dow dropped over 200 points. This is VOA.